On a weekday, in the most southern part of Anchorage, Eric and Monica Lucas are at home with their three children. They live in a turquoise house on a looped road and have a feisty black Labrador. Though neither Eric nor Monica grew up in religious households, they have decided to raise their own children to follow God.
My approach to it, I went seeking something that I didn't have growing up.
It was when we went through a spell of infertility that we realized we wanted something different. We were searching for something. Of course, we were searching for a miracle.
She basically was told she was never going to have children from a doctor. So, you know, of course, we took that back to church, back to our congregation and our prayer group and things like that. And they just, they prayed with us, and they really worked us through it. It was real family unity and just true compassion. You know, I was still kind of a little on, for myself, you know, just I was still new to this. I'm like, what is all of this?
I'm a see it to believe it kind of person.
I'm saying it probably took us a year, you know, of that. Maybe not quite a year.
So for me, when God showed up for us by allowing me to get pregnant with our first child, that was, it just changed our, turned our lives around.
We consider Madison, she's our miracle baby. Well, all of three of them are because they said she would never have children, and we have three of them.
So the Lucases became more serious about their Christian beliefs, bringing them into their home.
The way they raised me. I guess it's cool being a Christian because there's ways that I know that we handle things that other people might not know. They tell us, you know, they want us to realize what's healthy from unhealthy in, like, relationships or anything else outside of the house.
Through homeschool, the Lucases are able to keep their children close while bringing Christianity to their curriculum without the expense of private school.
You know, the public school wasn't offering that. You know, they were too busy trying to pull God out of school, and we were wanting to keep God as the foundation and build up from there.
You are like the cell phone that God created, but yet he hasn't downloaded all the apps into your phone yet. So you're not quite ready to go out there on the market because you don't have all your apps yet. And the girls really like that analogy, and it really works for them. And so now they're looking at each other and they're saying, we don't have all our apps yet. We're not ready. You know, and they believe that and they understand it.
I like the flexibility of being able to be taught the Christian ways in my schooling, because I've heard that sometimes it's not taught in schools or something.
Monica says that having a faith community to live this life with helps them instill values in their kids.
Because we're constantly learning new ways of looking at how to raise them in ways that would be pleasing to God. And I don't know that we could have raised them the same way had we not had our faith practice in place. I think that we would struggle more. I think that we would rely more on the ways of the world versus the ways of God.
Near downtown Anchorage, Sharon Barr and John Bernitz live within walking distance of both their children's public schools. John says that earlier on, his kids had difficulty identifying themselves because while their mom is Jewish, he wasn't raised that way.
Even though all four of my grandparents were, so it's like, well, are you really Jewish or not Jewish? I was raised that religion is sort of a bad thing, not a good thing. And so I don't remember ever really having belief that there was a God. You know, it's not like I think I'm the most powerful thing out there. I know there's something more powerful than me, but I just don't think it really has a personal interest in me or anything I do. And I envy those who think that God really cares about them, or that there is a God that cares about them.
You know, as a family, we're very politically, I guess, liberal or progressive, and I think that may be what's formed them more than any religious values. Although they do, you know, identify as being Jewish, and they've been to synagogue and that sort of thing. I grew up in a pretty, I guess, a conservative Jewish household, but I went to, you know, Hebrew school for, like, you know, seemed like a million years.
Nathan, the couple's oldest, tells people he's Jewish in a secular way. While he decided to have a bar mitzvah, his brother Sam chose against it.
My parents didn't make me have a bar mitzvah. It was my choice.
I think they spend more time with him talking about religion just because he cared about it more and was more into it. I think I'm more of a scientific-minded person.
What do you think are some core Jewish beliefs?
There's like the treat everyone as you would like to be treated.
It's like the core Jewish belief is to do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Back in South Anchorage, Monica Lucas.
The one value that I try to instill in my children is to treat others the way you want to be treated.
A concept of nearly all religions. Perhaps the golden rule can be found in every home where parents are trying to raise moral children. With the Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm Aviva Hirsch.